On the evening of October 25th, 2001, a 25-year-old nursing aide by the name of Shante Juwan Mallard from Fort Worth, Texas, was enjoying a night of fun at a friend's apartment. Shante had a few drinks, smoked pot, and took ecstasy before she headed out to a nightclub to continue drinking with her friends. Shante left the club at about 3 a.m. and started driving back to her home when she accidentally hit a man. The force was so strong that the man flew through the windshield, and his body was lodged halfway through the glass. Shante continued to drive home with the man stuck on her windshield. She pulls up to her house and drives into the garage. Mind you, this poor guy is still stuck with half his body in the windshield. That man that Shante hit was later identified as Gregory Glenn Biggs. As a nurse's aide, Shante knew that Greg was in dire need of medical attention, but she chose to leave him stuck, injured and bleeding, on the windshield of her car. Hours go by and Shante checked on Greg several times to see if he was still alive, as if she cared. Never once did she help him. Eventually, Greg died after bleeding out from his severe injuries. The following day, Shante sought help from her ex-boyfriend named Cleek Jackson to help get rid of Big's body. Jackson also called his cousin, Herbert Cleveland, and they waited for it to get dark before they made their move. The trio took Greg's body to a park and left him there. Afterward, they set fire to parts of Shante's car in an effort to try and get rid of some of the evidence. Gregory Biggs, 37, was a homeless man walking along the highway when he was struck by Shante. Greg had gone through a rough time in his life that resulted in him becoming homeless. At the same time, Greg's girlfriend began having financial problems herself, so he decided to loan her some money to help her out. Greg was a self-employed bricklayer and he relied on a truck for doing work. So, since he wasn't able to make his payments, his truck was eventually repossessed. On top of everything going wrong in his life, he lost his home as well. Greg was also diagnosed with a bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, and he was taking medication to try to live a normal life. With the loss of his income, he was no longer able to afford his medication, and his mental health made it difficult for him to keep a job. At the time of the accident, Greg stayed at a homeless shelter, and he also worked as a mason. Greg's mother said that her son was on the way to getting his life back on track when he died. He was on the upswing. He was getting back to a good life, she said. Greg's body was discovered on October 27, 2001 at Cobb Park in Fort Worth, Texas. Greg's shoes and socks were missing, and his injuries led detectives to believe that he was a victim of a hit and run. Blood wasn't present at the scene, which indicated that Greg's body was moved from the scene of the crime. An autopsy was performed on the body, and the medical examiner concluded that Greg died several hours after he was hit. There was a long period of time before he died. The autopsy also showed that Greg's left leg had almost been amputated, which resulted in severe blood loss and eventually his death. His cause of death was listed as multiple traumatic injuries sustained in an auto pedestrian collision, and the manner of death was homicide. Detectives had no idea who was responsible for Greg's death until they received a tip 4 months later. A woman contacted police and said that Shante Mallard talked about the incident at a party. The caller said that the group was deciding about who would be the designated driver when Shante giggled and stated she couldn't use her car because she hit this white guy. A search warrant was obtained based on the information from the tipster, and detectives headed to Shante's house to arrest her, where she quickly confessed to the crime. There was also pieces of evidence found in her home, including the damaged car in her garage with the seats missing, stains on the floorboard of the vehicle, car seats burnt in the backyard, and a pool of blood on the garage floor. Initially, Shante was charged with failing to stop and render aid, but the charges were later changed to murder and tampering with evidence after the results of Greg's autopsy came out. The two men who helped Shante dispose of Greg's body, they were also charged with tampering with evidence. Shante's attorney, Mike Heskell, said that his client isn't a monster. She just made a bad decision. She was simply frightened, emotionally distraught young woman who had an accident, panicked, and made a wrong choice. Shante was charged with murder because she could have prevented Greg's death. During the trial, the medical examiner testified in court that Shante's act of continuing to drive the car after the accident further aggravated Greg's injuries. He also stated that attempting to pull him out would have worsened his condition. It's in his opinion that leaving Greg inside the garage without getting help contributed to his death. Shante became emotional when it was her time to speak during the trial. She apologized to the Biggs family as well as to her own. "I am so sorry for the crime I've done to society. I really am very sorry," she said. The jury deliberations took less than an hour. They found Shante guilty of murder as well as tampering with evidence, and she was sentenced to 50 years for the murder of Gregory Biggs and 10 years for tampering with evidence. She'll be eligible for parole in 2027. Her two accomplices were sentenced to 10 years each.